Welcome to Popcorn and Podcasting.
Okay, welcome back to another episode of Popcorn and Podcasting.
It's a special episode.
Yes, this is a special episode because we've got some engagees here. Is that a word?
I don't think so.
He just made it up.
We've been talking about dating and engagement and marriage, and we've got some. My brother, Jake, and
Hello.
His fiance, Robin, are here joining us. So,
Jake's Australian.
Jake. He happened to be from Australia somehow. So, we're going to just start out having them kind of introduce. How about you guys just introduce yourselves and just tell us how you met.
Okay. This is Jake. Again, I'm Chaz's brother. And we'll tell how we met after you.
Okay. I'm Robin. I grew up in the town that Jake and his family moved to, so.
Yep. My family and I were living in... Is it okay if we say specific town?
If you want. You can,
yeah.
We were living in Magnet. It was about 90 miles from here. And we decided to move out here because, well, my mom and dad decided to because it was a country area. And it was really nice. So, we did. And then I went on a mission. And so did Robin. Good thing, too, because we met when we came back from our missions.
You were both right fresh off your mission.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the first time that we saw each other was actually when we reported to the High Council. And Jake tells me that he was really afraid to talk to me that day.
I wasn't afraid. I just had a passing thought. I was like, I wonder.
He was sitting there looking at this return sister missionary, and he's going, I'm not a missionary anymore. What if I married her?
Yep. Now, I wasn't all fast like
Wait,
that.
Wait, so you were both reporting home the same time?
Same day, same
meeting.
Wow,
that's so cool.
Yeah, we came home within a week of each other.
Wow.
Yeah, 6 days apart or 5 days.
See, if that's not fate, I don't know.
I know.
That's awesome.
She started going to the singles branch here a lot sooner than me. She invited me to a family home evening activity one time, several weeks after we reported.
See, there you go, girls.
I didn't start going to the branch until a couple months after I came home.
Really?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
And it was that summer.
Yeah, it was the same summer, but it was not immediately.
I don't think I had a car. You came to the horse activity, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was the one you invited me to.
Yeah, that's before I had a car, so it was before the end of July.
Was it? Maybe it was just 5 weeks then. I don't know. But anyway, so... she invited me to a family home evening activity with the branch, and I went, and then the branch president there committed me to start coming to church there.
Nice.
With the branch, and I did.
Use the commitment pattern.
Uh-huh. Of course, I was fresh off the mission and recognized it. That was fine.
You're like, okay. Cool.
Say what?
How we met and how we got to know each other better.
So, you're friends? For a while, right?
Yeah.
Well, in fact,
since we were both returned missionaries, we decided to try to get all the other missionaries to go to the temple and do a monthly or every other week temple trip with the endowed members. But
so you
not
were kinda,
a lot of them went.
Yeah. In fact, the first time it was just us.
Was it part of your calling, or did you just decide it would be cool to get together as
too.
Friends in the ward?
That might have been the next summer that you and I went, because I went with another one first summer a lot.
Yeah.
But then there would be times when no one else would show up.
Yeah. A lot of times.
Most of the time. Most of the time it was just us, and we had a mission in common. That was easy to make a conversation.
So there you go.
I mean, we were both recently off, so it was no big deal.
That's kind of cool, too, because, when you're fresh off a mission, you're still into the social interaction side. That's not too hard, but you're still kind of new at, this whole new... dating aspect of the social atmosphere, and so
I remember
having that in common, you'd be able to.
Yeah, I remember when Chaz got back from his mission, he was so shy. It was funny.
I was embarrassingly shy.
Yeah, me and Shelly, our other sister, we took him to a dance with us, and he just stood in a corner.
Total wallflower. I felt so fish out of water. That was like 3 days after.
Which
my
is funny because now too. You're married and me and Shelly are not.
Try being wallflowers.
Yeah, well, I wasn't looking to date anybody. I mean, I grew up here. I was kind of like, oh, there's not really anybody for me around here. So, I mean, I was planning. I went up to Utah State like 3 months after we got back.
Yeah.
And so I was gone for about 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
And like even when I came back from Utah State, I knew that I was going to BYU. So I was just like, oh, I'm just here killing time and wait until I go to BYU. And Jake didn't even ask me to go on a date until the week that I was planning on moving back to Provo.
Well, really, I was
scaredness.
Well, that interesting. I don't know. I really wanted to get comfortable with talking to girls in general, and she was a friend. It was easy to talk to a friend, obviously, and so you know I didn't mind going to Temple with her. But all I thought of you as was a friend, only yeah. that. And then she was it. She moved up to, you moved up to BYU, or at least I thought you had. This was after, what was this, after a year after we
met?
It was
a year
home?
After we met, yeah.
Yeah. And she moved up to BYU, and then she came back, like, a week later to see
my brother's
your brother's wedding. And
or so
during
she
that
says.
Time,
no.
Yeah. never thought of that. No, but during that time when she was gone, well, for one thing, one of the other members in the branch posed the question of, would you go out with her if you know, or did you ever think about going out with her? And I definitely had to think, if I could now, I probably would. You know, I probably would, because, I mean, I was comfortable with her. She was a friend, which was the first priority for me when it comes to who I would marry.
Yeah. We've said that
that's
in our podcast
cool.
before.
That's how
be friends first.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's how we were. We
yeah,
knew
we
we'd known each other
for
a year before we even, before the first date.
Oh, yeah.
But by the time we got married, we'd known each other for
2 years.
2 years.
Yeah, so we
yeah.
were friends for a year.
So we were friends for a year and then dated on and off for almost a year before we got married. So very similar situation. The diaper change.
Anyway, where were we?
Oh, and I was going to ask you guys, so when did you, each of you, know that they were the one that you wanted to marry? And when? And did you, we've talked a lot about, in this podcast, about how much of finding out if they're the one was inspiration and how much was your own choice, because both, you
both
know, both play a part. And
big
for
time.
Some people, it's after they get married that they get the inspiration that that's right. And other people,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's whammo answer. And so anyway.
Yeah. I don't know that either one of us had a whammo answer at all. It was just like, personally for me, it was more of a gradual thing. Well, obviously, we were doing those temple visits as often as we were able to, you know, pretty much, which was every few weeks, I guess. And one day, when we were in the temple, I seriously thought about telling her that I loved her for the first time.
Wow.
And I hesitated big time.
And
I waited.
Missed it. Because I beat him to it.
You beat me to it. Right then.
At the temple.
I was like,
wow.
And so, and then right afterwards, I kind of freaked her out.
Yeah, I did.
You kind of what? Oh. What'd you do?
Well, I get really nervous. Like, even now, like, I know that I love him and we're getting married in a little under 2 weeks. But I still panic sometimes, like, am I ready for this? I'm not sure I can do this yet. But,
Am I scared? Do you remember with what
yeah.
I started saying?
No, what did
I think, well, instead of saying I love you back immediately, I first said, just started saying, you know, I was just thinking about something about, I've just been thinking about whether I or not I would say that or should say that or would say that. And then I said, you know, I love you too. And during that time, she was thinking, oh, shoot, what did I just do?
I got myself in a little deeper than
that. That was like the next time we went to the temple, wasn't it?
I
told you
time.
That I was panicked.
Oh, you told me that last
the
next
like,
time.
That I wasn't,
it's 7
I
o'clock.
Sure I was ready for that. Oh.
No, you know, it's 7 o'clock because my computer just told us.
7 o'clock. Oh, it tells you in such a matter-of-fact way. You're like, thanks. Yeah. Sorry.
That's interesting. Yeah, because we both had, you know, I know for me it was at least when I, you know, I think I had already, yeah, I had already kind of decided, you know, that I was going to pursue her by the time I, you know, and hopefully eventually marry her by the time I told her I loved her and so forth. But I remember praying about it, and the only answer I got was something to the effect of, if you'd like, that would be fine. You know, kind of like basically permission. And I was like, okay, I can deal with permission. That's fine. And so I went forward with it. You know, and I don't know, did you, in terms of finding out that I was the one, how was it for you?
I think it definitely came gradually. It was, you know, just a tiny bit. And I wasn't even 100% sure until after you proposed and I'd said yes.
And then even, didn't you say too, that, yeah, before you got married, didn't you say that night you were like, ah, what am I doing?
Yeah, the night you proposed, I was so scared. I said yes, but I was like, oh, I was crying to my mom. I was like, I'm not sure. Oh.
What would you say about that? About the question?
About, about finding out, inspiration-wise, or if it was more choice or more inspiration?
I would definitely say it's a lot of choice. I think the first time that I realized that I loved Jake was actually while I was in the temple by myself, and I realized that I really missed having him there. I'd been up at my aunt's house and went to a different temple, and he wasn't around, and I was just like, oh, I really miss having him here.
That's, yeah, that's some of the times I realized I was in love with Chaz, too, because it was times when I was not with him that I was like, I miss him a lot.
But then just, like, peace and asking Heavenly Father whether I could or should marry him, and just feeling okay and calm about it.
And I think that's really, I think that's good for people to hear, too, that, you know, I think the revelation, getting a revelation on it, is very much less common for people. I think it is more of, generally more of, this is what they really want, and it seems, it just fits, and it's right, and
it's not, yeah,
and then, you know, I mean, if nothing else, after you're married, you start thinking, wow, you know, the Lord really had a hand in this. I don't know how he does it, but anyway, so.
Yeah.
I think.
Happens a lot after the Lord has had a hand in changing your life. You you look back and you're like, wow.
Yeah.
He totally had a hand in that.
And I think, you know, over time, it was the same thing for me. It was really gradual. And yet, over time, I mean, I knew what I wanted eventually to marry you. And so, but there was one day I wasn't even sure if this was necessarily any revelation or anything. It was just kind of a, more of a thought, but a pretty distinct one. So I thought maybe that's really, you know, but I was in the temple again.
Temple's a good place.
It's a good place to be. Yeah. I recommend it. When it comes to marriage, I recommend the temple anyway.
Highly recommend it.
So, but I was in the temple and just kind of thought, I'll probably know. Well, my question was more, not so much what do I want, it was more of, because I knew that, it was would it work? Would it really work between us? And I thought, I will probably know when I'm with her. You know, at some time or another, I'll probably feel like it can work and stuff like that and feel good about it when I'm with her someday. And then only a few weeks later, or several weeks later actually, I don't even remember what you said, but it was at your house. I don't even remember what it was, but you're in your room, I was standing outside of it, and which we can go into in a bit. Anyway, you said something to me, and it was an answer to a question that I asked you or something. But whatever it was, I just felt this major hope, big hope in the future. Mm. It was just...
That's cool.
This...
Like, I think it can work.
In the future. It was just like, with her, and it was just wonderful.
That's really cool. Was,
you know? And also, it was that, you know, constant praying. Is this right? Should I keep going with this? Should I slow down? Should I speed up?
Yeah.
Whatever, is this at all right, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it just never felt wrong, and it, you know.
And I really get the impression that people living worthy and seeking the answers constantly will be guided. They just simply will be. There won't, I mean, you can't go forward with something living worthy of revelation, seeking revelation and doing what you're supposed to, and be totally misled. I don't think that's
I don't think so either.
I think Heavenly Father will warn you. He's obligated.
Yeah, he has promised to warn you
exactly
if you're going in the wrong direction. So
therefore, he's bound to it. You could say.
Yeah.
In fact, he says that.
Yep, he does. I'm bound when you do what I say, but when you do not what I say, you have no promise. Which is why worthiness should be number one on your personal list and also on the person that you're seeking. Yes.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yes. If nothing else, just make sure worthiness is there. So fill us in on the bedroom and outside the bedroom thing.
Go for it.
Well, we won't be in a bedroom alone together. We actually often are not in a house alone together.
In fact, that's one of our standards now that's kind of morphed into it. We don't stand in the same house unless there's somebody else in there. I mean, they can be in any room, you know, basically. But if there's nobody else there, especially if we don't know when to come home, then no.
Yeah, and I would highly recommend that too.
Yeah.
And these two are getting married in 2 weeks, so it's not like they're new to dating, new to engagement, even relatively speaking. Anyway. Mm-hmm. Everybody is, I guess, really. But, you know.
My first time ever talking about that.
You know,
well, I'm glad. You know. Good.
It's like I was hoping.
Yeah, exactly.
No, but I would highly recommend that all the way up until marriage, because really, there's really no way to know how much temptation you can withstand unless you put yourself in situations where you can't withstand.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's not a good idea.
Yeah, exactly. Too late. Exactly.
So just don't try. Don't test it.
Don't from the cliff as possible.
Yeah,
exactly. Don't try to drive with your wheel 2 inches.
Yeah,
from
we
the
tried
cliff.
To do. We tried to do basically kind of the same thing.
We had a rule
thing.
That we would not sit inside a car that was not running.
Yeah, if we're in a car together,
it's got to be
traveling. You know, and if it wasn't traveling,
if the car's not moving, we have to get out and walk.
You know, we would have to walk, and that just because, you know, the whole park thing and trouble that people get into that way, and we decided that would be one way that we would avoid that.
Mm-hmm.
And we did, after we got the apartment that we were going to move into, and I moved into it, and I think we had it for, three weeks or something before we got married?
Yeah.
And I moved into it because it was much closer, than where I was living previously, and we always made sure to have a chaperone, which
in
was often her sister or her mom or something.
Yeah,
if we were gonna,
I actually spent
alone.
A lot of time in there when you were at work and stuff. You know,
yeah, cleaning it up and fixing,
fixing stuff up,
organizing.
I couldn't do any of that when you were not at work because
unless
we had a chaperone.
Yeah. So is there any big advice you'd like to give to our listeners out there?
Big advice?
How about a single
or little advice?
Shoot for the temple?
Yes. Oh, and I feel bad. I didn't introduce Rhea is here too.
I'm the
my
one
sister.
Single.
The token.
Unconnected.
The token unmarried.
Yes. Still looking.
Have reputation.
See, but I don't know. She's a good example because she turned somebody down because of a worthiness.
Yeah, interesting
thing. It was pretty serious, wasn't it? Pretty darn, I guess. I don't know. Nobody could tell, really, for sure. Except you guys. But, yeah. So it's, yeah.
Yeah, so what were they? Do you have any words of advice or thought just in terms of...
I'm looking for advice.
Oh, you're looking for advice.
So I would recommend one standard that Robin started. It's
It's sweet. No, when I was in the Young Women's, I just decided that I didn't want to kiss people just for fun. And so Jake and I have actually never kissed anyone.
That's so cool.
On the lips. And so cool. Or each other. So our first kiss for each of us is going to be over the altar.
And see, what's cool about that, too, is that, you know, some people who don't have that kind of standard would say, oh, but you're missing out. What are you missing out on? 3 months? You know, I mean,
yeah,
you'll make up for it after, I'm sure.
Yeah. And I've actually heard some people say, well, how are you going to know if she's a great kisser, whether or not you want to marry
her? Does that
her?
Matter?
I don't care if she's a, well, she's a terrible kisser. She's a wonderful person.
My top 10 list if is one, they have to be a great kisser. Hello!
Yeah, exactly. For the strength of youth, I think they missed that part in there.
Way wrong. Yeah. That's really, that's just one of those little side benefits of marriage, is being able to kiss.
Something we look forward to, but
Definitely.
Well, and see this way, he'll never know if I'm not a good kisser.
Exactly. By then it's too late once you find out I'm terrible.
Well, honestly, too, that's something that's fun about the whole physical aspect of relationships, too, is discovering together, you know, and that happens, you know, after marriage for anyone who's worthy, you know, that is discovering together. And it's so cool to be able to be doing that together, you know, and learning together. So, anybody have anything else? I think we'll probably wrap things up, unless...
Good educational podcast.
And a fun one.
Read the manual for the strength of youth.
This is our first interview one.
Go to the Institute. That's my
Institute.
Go to Singles Wards.
Go to Singles Wards.
They kick you out. I'm sorry.
Oh, man. I'm not going to be able to go.
I think they have an adult.
They have an
adult.
I'm going to find one.
Yeah, I'm going to look for stuff for my age.
Yeah. So, I think that'll wrap it up for this episode. And thanks for listening. Bye.